You know that feeling where you just, you know everything is triggering you, but you don't know why. You're so on edge and you feel so awful about it. You can't figure out what in the world is going on. You know you love your kids. You know you love your spouse. You know you're a good mom at heart, but you might begin to doubt. I remember those days. I remember wondering, what in the world is wrong with me? Why am I so edgy? Why can I not be more patient? I don't understand. Well, it took a lot of digging, but it turned out it was physiological. It meant my body had something that was off. It wasn't my intent. It wasn't my heart. I wasn't being mean-spirited. I literally had imbalances happening in my body, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you today what those can be so that you can look at that for yourself in case you are noticing that you just don't feel as tolerant, as patient, as kind as you know you actually are inside. It will help you to dissect what might be a mental, spiritual, or emotional aspect that you need to work on versus what is simply physical. I think this is going to bring a lot of freedom. I hope it's helpful to you. It was very helpful to me. Hey mamas, welcome to Her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go! I think all of us can easily identify with the feeling of getting triggered, and the feeling of failure that can come along with feeling triggered. And so I want to chat today about why can we be triggered and not even know what's happening. And I wanted to let you know there are actually reasons that are possibly things you didn't know. Being triggered isn't always because we failed as a parent. It's not always because we just don't have good self-control. It's not always because, you know, we just simply are having a bad day or made a poor decision in how we reacted to our child, which those can be factors, but I want to talk about our physical body, our physiology, physiological reasons moms can get triggered, or dads, or kids. So when I'm talking about this, keep in mind this could also apply to your child. So there are several physical causes that can contribute to us as parents feeling easily triggered by our kids and by our life. So I'm going to go over 8 different reasons, and maybe one of them will speak to you. Maybe one of them will be something that you're like, oh, I should look into that, or, oh, I see, and hopefully can help you. These are things that have helped me and have been really important while I lived through a life of overwhelm, while I lived through a life of having extensive needs. My children just have more, I have a full plate. So I've had to really assess, like, really, is it me? Is it my poor parenting when I get triggered, or is it something else? And these are the things I've discovered can impact me. So maybe they impact you. The first one is hormonal imbalances. I never understood how much control this had over me and over my life until I really just started tracking things. And I ended up more in the last year, I guess, having an even better understanding of the impact of hormones than I ever had before, because I purchased a little gadget that actually records a lot of my physiology for me and creates, it shows me the patterns without me having to just use a journal. But as I did use a journal, if you don't have a little gadget that records things for you, you can use a journal. And I did notice that things like headaches, feeling tired, feeling extra touchy, you know, just like easily irritated would happen around the various cycle changes that I would go through as a woman. So there are plenty of things you can do about this. It's not something super simple, and it would take a natural practitioner in order to actually support you. And if you look back through my podcast history, I do have an interview with a lovely lady discussing hormones. So go back and check that out. She has some amazing tips on cycle syncing and how you can make your cycles work for you during your month. But just know, if you're feeling triggered, before you really get hard on yourself, think, am I having a hormonal shift? What week of the month is this? how is my body going to respond during this week? And that way you can give yourself more grace, but you can also prepare your family and prepare yourself ahead of time once you see the patterns. So that was number one, hormonal imbalances. Number two, nutritional deficiencies. Surprisingly, nutritional deficiencies can cause feelings of irritation and just being tired and stressed. It can actually cause mood swings. So things like B vitamins and magnesium, both of which are very easy to get a hold of. They are not that expensive, and they're easy to find high quality versions. So that's something else that, you know, of course, I am not a medical professional. I am a mom who has had to walk this path. And so if you have questions on what I personally use for this, join the group. I will always answer questions in there. I do not give medical advice, but I can also point you to incredible practitioners who I trust, who I have vetted, and I can send you that way if you are in my group and ask me there. So the first one, hormonal imbalances. The second one, nutritional deficiencies, the things that could be very simple. When it comes to nutrient deficiencies, I've seen not just moms who struggle because of a supplement problem, where maybe they're not getting something in their diet that they need, but oftentimes they're not getting enough food because of our cultural overwhelm, the message that says you need to look thin, you need to look, you know, a certain way. And usually that message comes along with, oh, we should eat less, we need to diet. But that's not always the case. Oftentimes we need to eat more of different foods for our unique body, our specific physiological bio unique self. And so because we have bio individual needs, you can't say, oh, this cookie cutter diet over here is going to work for me because it worked for her. That's not how it goes. You need to actually tailor it to your specific machine, your body. And so when you're looking at nutrient deficiencies, like I said, it could be B vitamins, it could be magnesium, but it could just be that you need to eat more of the right foods and less of the wrong foods. All right, number three, chronic stress. We hear about this all the time. Prolonged stress can really lead to all sorts of problems because then stress raises the inflammation in the body. It raises cortisol, it raises all of our hormone levels that we don't want it to raise. And then it can cause us fatigue. It can cause all sorts of issues with adrenals and that thyroid. And these are things that as a mom living under chronic stress, I have had to work through. I have in this podcast, if you scroll back to last year, an episode with Esther Yunkin. She's fantastic. She is a registered nurse, and she and I talk about stress and some ways that moms can impact their stress quickly. So I really recommend that. A couple of tips I can give you right here, right now, are just deep breathing exercises. There are free apps. Learning to do box breathing can be so impactful on how you feel. Just a few minutes, 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a couple times a day, can help you to recenter yourself, calm back down, help your nervous system get realigned, and then you'll be able to deal with life and your family so much better. One other technique that I do is regular exercise, and I do not have a high output cardio style exercise. I can't fit that into my life or some of my physical reasons, but I do walk, and walking is so impactful. Walking not only organizes it's like a neurodevelopmental trick basically for organizing your brain. So the kids and I would walk often before we would do schoolwork, before I sit down to do a really focused session of my own work, but also green exercise. It's getting out where it's green, where you're seeing green around you, and it can be as simple as walking. Walking by itself has been proven, you can go look this up in the research, to be as effective as 2 antidepressants. That's incredible. So get outside, get some green, go garden, go get some walking in, do some things that exercise that raise your endorphins in your body, and you really will begin to feel better and more calm and more centered, and you'll be able to really relate with your family so much better and with yourself. Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside. All right, we've talked about hormonal imbalances, nutrient and nutritional deficiencies, chronic stress. Now we're going to chat quick about sleep disturbances. So I had no idea how important sleep was. I'd been told all my life, you need regular sleep, you need good amounts of sleep, you need good quality sleep. Yeah. I'm busy. I'll sleep enough when I die. That's what I used to say. Oh my gosh, if I could go back and talk to my old self, I'd say a few things lovingly. But I have learned, thanks to this beautiful little ring that I will put a link to in the description for you. If you want, I have a coupon. It's like $40 or $50 off. I don't know. I don't get anything from it. I don't think you guys just would get a discount. But this ring has been incredible for me. Because over the last year, I've been able to see what lack of sleep does to my physiology and what quality sleep does to my physiology. And I literally have been blown away. I had absolutely no idea that eating late, even just a snack during a movie on movie night with my family, actually would raise my heart rate all night long. I mean, until late in the morning, my body would not get quality rest. My heart rate stayed elevated. Sometimes my body temperature would be elevated and I would be restless because it was tracking all of my rhythms and then putting together those patterns for me and showing me. And so just simply by eating later in the evening, and this was happening not just to me, this was happening to Steve as well. We were seeing that we were getting less deep sleep. We were feeling more edgy and more tired the next day. So keep that in mind. It's not actually a myth that we shouldn't eat late in the evening. It's true. We also try to avoid screens before bed. And another thing we learned in this last year that was very shocking was that you really do need a really established bedtime. It needs to be a bedtime and a wake-up time. And within an hour of going to sleep, you know, an hour range and an hour range of when you usually wake up. Because there's something about that stability that allows our bodies to refresh more fully and leads to us being more energetic, which then means we feel better and then we relate to our kids better and then we are triggered less. So incredible that our physiology, the way that we're sleeping, when we're eating, the way that we're exercising, all these things actually cause us to either be or not be as triggered. It's quite shocking. All right, number 5 is chronic pain or illness. There is so much research attached to chronic pain and oxidative stress levels. So oftentimes people go to the doctor, they have chronic pain and they're told, oh, here's some anti-inflammatories and go have an anti-inflammatory diet. That's because by reducing inflammation, we reduce pain. You guys know I talk about it all the time. My very favorite way to reduce oxidative stress because it reduces inflammation, because for me, it's quick. It's researched. I'm a skeptic. I won't take something that I cannot trust, that I don't know the purity of the product and the purity of the ingredients. So that's also linked in the description if you want more info about that. But no, chronic pain or illness really can make you more edgy. If you don't feel good, if you are hurting, if you are exhausted, if you can't think clearly, you won't be able to relate to your family as well, and you will get more easily triggered. All right, the last few are trauma. That is something that's pretty big. This is an area, if you have trauma from past experiences, that you need to consider getting a therapist or a counselor. There is so much beauty and benefit in having that sort of support. It's not the same as coaching. Coaching looks forward. Counseling and therapy look backward, and they work on the experiences in the past. If you go get a coach will help you move out of the past and into the future. So just know that there is a big difference. There is tremendous room for therapy and counseling, and I highly recommend it. I think it's such a healthy thing. So know that that could be part of why you are triggered easily, and you might not even realize it. And trauma, it lives in our body. The body remembers. There's a book called The Body Keeps Score. All right, they're in 7. Overwhelm and lack of boundaries. I have an episode about boundaries. If you struggle with boundaries or you don't know what boundaries are, go listen to it. This is such a critical area of our overall well-being in our mind, in our heart, and in our body. And so let me give you just a little example. If we take on too many responsibilities, we're not delegating our tasks right, we're not setting our boundaries, so we're letting people dictate what we do and when we do it and how we do it, and we can't say no to anything. What we're doing is we're not respecting ourselves. We're not respecting our own physical body, we aren't actually paying attention to the signals that our body and our moods, our mental health, our overall total holistic well-being, the signals that we are being given that say, this is where you thrive and where you can give totally and fully, and this is where you can't. And we need to be very aware of that. So when we are having this lack of boundaries where we've got too much on our plate, we're not delegating, we get stressed, we get overwhelmed, we get really easily triggered. And so there are a few ways we can address that. The first one is understanding what boundaries are. I explained that really thoroughly a few episodes back in my boundaries episode. I have more than one boundaries episode throughout the history of the podcast. So just go poke around and look for those. I will try to remember to put them in the description. You know, looking at really understanding how much energy and time do you have during the day? How much of that time do you need to give to your family for all the tasks that it requires to homeschool, to take care of your home, to take care of yourself? How much time do you need for things like exercising, breathing, and even hobbies? You deserve those. I deserve those. The number of times I have gone in my life without giving myself any of that is absolutely unforgivable. And that is why I was led to burnout and to being able to be triggered easily and to having to know ways to not get triggered and to know why physiologically I could be more easily triggered and now can share this with you. All right. The last one is unresolved emotions. Again, I really recommend this to be a therapist and a counselor that you would want to go to help identify what are the unresolved emotions that could be making you feel triggered or stressed or anxious. A lot of the time, we may not even realize what those are. They can take a lot of time. Counselor, therapist is good. Another couple of ways that I have helped myself through and have been recommended by others who are very knowledgeable and skilled was to do art, to do journaling. There's, for me, a lot of benefit in journaling. I have an episode with McCove Johnson a bit back in the series, I think in November, where she talks about how you can do journaling with God and do watercolor. And she gives examples. It's wonderful. It's very nice. So there are some very tangible ways that you can go ahead and support yourself and understand that just because you're being triggered doesn't mean you're a bad mom, a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a bad anything. It means, hey, is your body off balance? Do you have unresolved emotions, a lack of boundaries? Do you have trauma you haven't worked through? Could you be having chronic pain? Are you sleeping poorly? Do you have chronic stress? How about your nutrition and your nutrients? And what about your hormones? So take a look at all of those things and know that you deserve compassion, you deserve love, you deserve support. As much as you give those things to your kiddos and to your spouse, you deserve them too. So think these things through. I will be bringing another episode soon about ways that we can manage when we're triggered, tools that we can use in the moment when we feel triggered. But these are good things to investigate to help avoid getting triggered. All right. Love you all. Talk to you again soon. I'm delighted to share with you for just a quick minute something that has been a total game changer for me and my family. You know that feeling when you wake up in the morning and it's like you just can't quite get going? I know I remember stepping out of my bed and the bottoms of my feet would just hurt and it was like my brain was stuck out of gear. Or how about when you're struggling to focus on your work or your kids can't focus on their school assignments? Maybe you're just dealing with that nagging inflammation that makes your joints hurt and it just won't go away and it's kind of trying to tell you your age. Well, let me tell you, I was right there with you until I discovered these specific products made by LifeVantage. Since I incorporated these science-backed, award-winning products into my daily routine, I have had more energy, I've had better focus, and I have had way less inflammation. And my children have had incredible results for themselves as their cells have been activated and able to heal as well. I was initially very skeptical, you guys know that about me, but the extensive peer-reviewed, independent research on these products completely convinced me to give them a try, and I am so glad that I did. I'm really so thrilled to share this with you because I truly believe that these products will make a positive impact on your life too. If you're curious and you'd like to know more, just check out the link that I have in the podcast description, and trust me, you aren't going to regret it. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.